I'm with Mike Lucas in the lovely town of Port-Louis. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
I first heard about you when I read the Poer newspaper, the local paper to Central Brittany, and came across your articles. How come an Englishman is writing a fortnightly column in the Poer newspaper? How did that come about?
Yeah, it's a few years ago now, because I think I've been doing it for, it must be 5 years. And it came about because we were living in Bow at the time, or near Bow, in the countryside. And one of our near neighbours, English couple called Andrew and Lindsay, run an organisation called English Why Not, which is where they take French people and people spend a week immersed learning English with them. So they live with them, they eat English food and they eat different food. They eat curry, for instance. As a result of that, they became friends with Jean-Noël Potin, who at that time was the editor of Le Poer. They had originally apparently been an English page and a Breton page, but they'd sort of disappeared. So he decided to revive them. And Andrew said, oh, I've got this friend who could possibly write for you. So Jean-Noël got in touch with me. We've become big friends with Jean-Noël now, of course. And he said, would you like to do a column every fortnight? So I said, yes.
So where do you get your subjects from?
I've no idea, you know, really. Suddenly something comes. Or it may be something I've done or something that's happened. When we were living in Bow and we were living in the countryside, there was so much to write about country living and about the English living in France and about dealing with the Fosseptique. I mean, all the sort of things. And then it gradually widened. I've written about Brexit. I've thrown a bit of politics in whenever I can, but not too much.
Recently, I noticed you started writing about moving to Port-Louis. Why did you choose to come here for a start?
Well, it's funny because years ago, we discovered Port-Louis, came on a visit, and I thought, this is wonderful, this is great. It's almost like a little island because it's stuck out on a little peninsula. I love the fact it's got this wonderful chateau, it's got the estuary, and it's got the sea. It's a bit like, I don't know if you know Topsham next to Exeter. It has that same sort of feel as Topsham. Interestingly enough, where we lived in England, which was in Yorkshire, in the middle of the Pennines, Marsden, this little village called Marsden, where my theatre company was based and is based, Port-Louis has similar feel to it. It's very much a community. It's got a main street, what's called the Grand Rue, which is not that grand, but it's cobbled, and it's got everything you want. It's a poissonnerie, a boucherie, a boulangerie, an épicerie, a laverie, a supermarket, all in this one street. So it's got everything you want. And, of course, the great thing is we've got the bateau bus, which runs across the estuary of the Blavet and the Scorff to Lorient. If you want a bit of city life, you know, the cinema, the restaurants, we've got plenty of restaurants here, but in Port-Louis as well, I must admit. Then you've got it on your doorstep. So I just love the feel of it. And we manage, fortunately, very, very fortunately, because we found this flat right in the centre of Port-Louis, 100 metres from the nearest bar, and 5 minutes to the sea. So we couldn't have landed ourselves better, really.
It was a good move, and we've been reading about your experiences here
in
the article. The heading of the article is very informative. You haven't always been a journalist. Before you were a director of a theatre company, I think you need to tell us a little about Micron.
Right, OK, Micron, yes, not Micron. Greek for small, but also it was started by Mike, Mick, me, Ron, right. A guy called Ron, and my wife at the time, her maiden name was Cameron. So it's one of those stupidly clever names, you know.
Small and mobile.
And mobile. And the unique thing about us, I had this mad idea in 1970 or something like that, to take a theatre company on the canals of England, travel around in a boat and perform at venues along the canal.
Surely we didn't all live in the same boat.
Yes, we did. Because it was only...
It was a very small company.
Yes. Well, there was four members of the company, including me, who were acting. Then there was my wife, Sarah, who was the administrator. And then... our nine-month-old child. He came every summer until it got to GCSEs when he did stay at home, but he was taught by us or the other members of the company. And if every child could do that, I think it would be a benefit to every child.
He's got a story to tell.
Yes, and now he's a post-production supervisor in television, and he's got his own old narrowboat. So that company started in 1972 on the waterways, and it's been travelling on the waterways ever since. And when I handed over in about 2006, I handed over to two other members of the company who were young members of the company who had, I thought, the same ideas as me and wanted to carry it on. And they've been there now since 2006. So they're getting antique now. You see, they're in their 40s. and they've done a fantastic job. They've managed to get the Arts Council grant. They've used the media in an amazing way. The reviews they're getting for this current tour, they're on tour at this moment, are superb. They're really, really doing a show about bird watchers. One of them shows, and the other one's about women in the police.
Right, so it's very topical, yeah. As well as to do with nature.
Oh, yes. I mean, we've always done topical stuff. In my day, I did a show about transport, general transport, but particularly about the railways. I've done shows about historical figures as well, like Brunel and Trevithick and people like that. Suffragettes, I've done a show about the suffragettes. And so many variable subjects, the environment. And they're all original shows with original music. There's always music in them.
The Micron Theatre Company, that's what they're called, isn't
they it? They are. If you go online and tap in Micron Theatre Company, it's a very good website. And there's some old film and television programmes made in the 70s and 80s, in which I feature. So if anybody wants to see me in my youth, they can.
Mike, Lucas, there's such a lot you could tell us. I think this is going to have to be a two-part interview. So what we're going to do is sign off just now.
All right.
And I'm going to come back sometime soon.
All right.
And we'll take up the story a bit further.
I'll get the coffee on ready.
Thank you very much, Mike. Mike Lucas.